到失有时啊，得有时。
Because we know.
笑有时，哭有时。
Because there's a time for loss, a time for gain, a time for laugh, a time for sadness.
凡事都有神的时候。
Every time has its own time. Everything has its own time.
那总意啊，就是要叫爱神的人啊得益处。
And then in conclusion, it's so that those who love God can gain.
那大卫啊，他虽然经历过很多的困难。
And for David, although he went through a lot of tribulations.
那但是啊，他最终啊是得胜的。
But in the end, he was victorious.
那所以我们今天要来学习最后的经诗啊，大卫的经诗。
So today we'll read the last miktam of David.
那请看诗篇的六十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 60.
诗篇六十篇。
Psalm 60.
先来看这个题旨啊。
Let's read the
小旨啊，六十篇。
For 60.
大卫与两河间的亚兰并索巴的亚兰征战的时候，约押转回，在盐谷攻击的以撒，杀了12000人。那个时候呢，大卫做这个箴诗啊，叫人学习，教为灵长，调用为正的百合花。所以这首经诗啊，是得胜的经诗啊。
So this miktam is a miktam of victory.
因为他出去打仗的时候，神使他得胜。
Because when he went out to fight, God gave him victory.
那我们来看当时的时空背景。
So let's look at the background.
所以必须要看回撒母耳记下。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel.
撒母耳记下第八章的第一节。
2 Samuel chapter 8 verse 1.
撒母耳记下第八章的第一节。
Second Samuel chapter 8 verse 1.
此后，大卫攻打腓力斯人，把他们制服啊，从他们手下夺取了京城的权柄。第六节。
Two.
要攻打摩押人时，他们躺卧在地上，用绳量一量啊，量个量绳的就杀了，量一绳的存留啊，摩押人就归服大卫，给他进贡。这个两绳一绳就是大人跟小孩，连小孩大人比较长，小孩子个子比较小啊，所以以这个量来做标准。
So when they measure, they're basically measuring whether they're a child or an adult.
好，第三节。
Verse three.
那索巴王利禾的儿子哈大底谢往大河去，要夺回他的国权，大卫就攻打他。第四节。
Four.
那擒拿了他的马兵1700，步兵20000。将拉战车的马砍断蹄筋，又留下100车辆的马。第五节，那大马士亚兰人来帮助索巴王哈大底谢，大卫就杀了亚兰人22000。第六节，那于是大卫在大马士的亚兰地啊设立了防营，亚兰人就归服他，给他进贡。大卫无论往哪里去，神都使他得胜。第七节。
Seven.
那他要夺了哈大底谢臣仆所拿的金盾牌，带到耶路撒冷。第八节。那大卫又从属哈大底谢的比他和比罗他城中夺取了许多的铜。第九节。哈马王陀仪听见大卫杀败哈大底谢的全军，就打发他的儿子约兰去见大卫王，问他的安，为他祝福，因为他杀败了哈大底谢。原来陀仪与哈大底谢经常征战，约兰带了金银铜的器皿。十一节，那大卫王将这些器皿和他制服各国所得来的金银都分别为圣，献给神。十二节，就是从亚兰、摩押、亚门、腓力士、亚玛利人所得来的，以及从索巴王利禾的儿子哈大底谢所掠夺之物。十三节。那大卫在盐谷击杀亚人18000人，回来得了大名。十四节。又在以东全地设立防营，以东人就归服了大卫。大卫无论往哪里去，神都使他得胜。我们看我们以前学的经诗，调用无声的鸽子，调用休要毁坏，都是很悲哀的。
So the miktam that we had studied in the past, they were all sad songs about a dove in the distant land, and do not destroy.
大卫他悲哀，我们以后的读者啊，读他的故事的人也为他悲哀。
So he was sad, and those of us who read the psalms that he composed, we're sad too.
因为他落在苦难当中了。
Because he was in tribulation.
可是他这一条死荫幽谷了，走出来的。
But he has gone through the valley of shadow of death.
我们很清楚的看到神使他无论往哪里去，都使他得胜。
And we see here twice that it says God has preserved David wherever he goes.
那我们换句话说，我们以现在的语言来讲，我们都希望我们的孩子无论往哪里去，神都使他们顺利。
And in another words, in current terms, for us, wherever our child goes, we want God to be with them.
我们希望我们的孩子无论往哪里去，神都使他成功，无论做什么事情，神都使他成功。
That in whatever they do, God allowed them to be successful.
是不是啊？
Isn't that true?
是不是我们的愿望啊？妈妈啊，爸爸，是不是？
Isn't that the dream of all parents?
所以我们要学习大卫啊，他怎么能够得胜？
So we have to learn from David how he has been victorious.
他无论往哪里去，神都使他得胜。
In the Chinese translation, it says that wherever David went, God allowed him to have victory.
所以我们再看回来诗篇六十篇。
So if we turn back to Psalm 60.
诗篇六十篇。
Psalm 60.
说调用为证做见证的百合花。
It says the set to the tune of Lily of the Testimony.
这个为什么用百合花来说明他得胜？
Why does it use lily as representation that he was victorious?
那我们看何西亚书啊。
Let's turn to Hosea.
何西亚书十四章的第五节。
Hosea chapter 14 verse 15.
何西亚书十四章的第五节。
Excuse me. Hosea chapter 14 verse 5.
十四章第五节。我必向以色列如甘露，他必如百合花开放，如黎巴嫩的树木扎根。啊，虽然以色列百姓啊，他们离开神。
So even though the Israelites departed from God,
啊，让神呢非常的生气。
And God's wrath was
raised. 甚至于神也兴起他们邻近国家当成他们的敌人。
And God raised the nations around them to become their enemies.
啊，来攻打以色列地。
To fight against them.
也就是要教训以色列民呢。
And that is to teach the Israelites.
你们就是不顺服，不听我的话的，那结果就是这样子。
If you disobey me, this is your end.
可是呢，过了不久以后。
But after a while.
啊，神就改变心，因为神的心肠很软呢。
Because God is merciful.
啊，打一打自己的孩子啊，看孩子也哭得很厉害呀，说好了好了，以后要乖就好了啊。
After chastising his child, he sees that they're in pain and they're crying out. So he said, "Just don't do next time."
我们先来看第四节啊，说我必医治他们被盗的，并甘心爱他们啊，这是无条件的啊，这甘心呐、啊，不是说因为孩子啊就变好了以后，孩子奋发图强啊，拿个第一名回家让父母亲高兴啊，不是这样子。
So here it says, "I will love them freely." It's not conditional. It's not because they're good or they got first place.
啊，是神主动再回来爱他们呢、啊。
But it's because God proactively loved them.
那神既然是爱以色列百姓的话，就要让以色列如甘露，好像百合花开放。
And since God loves them, He'll allow them to grow like lily.
所以从这里我们就可以看得到，是他们的国家国运在继续昌隆了。
So then the nation can become strong again.
那所以就是一个得胜的意思。
And it's to become victorious.
所以在旧约时代啊，经常以百合花当得胜的记号。
So in the Old Testament, lily is often a symbol of victory.
那我们来看所罗门王啊，他曾经哈啊写这么一首诗啊。
And King Solomon once
歌中之歌哈雅歌。
The Song of Solomon.
雅歌的第二章。
Let's turn to Song of Solomon, chapter 2.
雅歌的第二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
我是沙龙的玫瑰花，是谷中的百合花。第二节，那我的家，我在女子中，好像百合花在荆棘内，所以这个有两个地点，百合花是在谷中。
There's two places for lily. One is lily of the valleys.
那谷中是人，这是最低点的，叫谷嘛，谷就是山的最低点，叫做谷啊。
Valley is the lowest point of a mountain.
所以百合花在那里开花。
The lily blooms there.
在那里生存
and lives there.
在那里开放给大家看
and it's it blooms there for everyone to see.
那第二节说百合花在荆棘内
Then in verse 2, lily among thorns.
那荆棘是什么意思呢？
What do thorns represent?
荆棘在古代啊，当亚当夏娃被神咒诅的时候啊。
In the olden times when Adam and Eve were cursed.
啊，不但是两个人啊受咒诅啊，这蛇也受咒诅啊，连大地都受咒诅啊，地面这个地上都受咒诅。
They were cursed. The serpent was cursed, and the ground was cursed.
所以神说啊，地上要长出荆棘来。
And God said that the ground will grow out thorns.
那没有人喜欢荆棘啊。
No one likes thorns.
啊，请问大家，你们的庭院有没有人种荆棘的
？Does anyone willingly plant thorns in their
garden? 啊，请举手啊。
你
的庭院要种荆棘的啊。
If you do, raise your hand.
没有啦，都是种果树啦。
No one would
种芭乐啦，种什么啊无花果啦，还有昨天我们啊把靠多了，我们昨天不是打了很多吧，四百多个哈。
Such as guava,
有位姐妹啊，她种了 avocado 来与弟兄姐妹分享。
One of our sisters has an avocado tree and has shared the fruit with everyone.
所以没有人种荆棘啊。
So no one would plant thorns.
荆棘是大家所讨厌的。
It's something that everyone won't like.
那为什么大家不喜欢荆棘呢
？And why won't anyone like thorns?
因为它会刺伤人啊。
Because they're prickly.
所以荆棘是受咒诅的。
So thorns are cursed.
荆棘是啊，是不会成功的。
It will not be victorious.
好，那主耶稣怎么对啊荆棘来做个解释
？And what has Jesus Christ said of thorns?
啊，请看路加福音的第八章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章。
Luke chapter 8.
十四节。
Verse 14.
路加福音第八章十四节。
Luke chapter 8, verse 14.
那落在荆棘里的，就是人听了道走开以后，被今生的思虑、钱财、厌恶挤住了，便结不出成熟的籽粒来。所以这边荆棘啊，就是代表着今生的思虑、钱财、厌恶。
So thorns represent the cares of this life, riches and the pleasure of life.
那这些都是代表着世界。
And this represents the world.
也就是说，世界堕落的一面。
Which is the destruction of the world.
所以我们看这个世界是很堕落的哈。
We see the world has very low morality.
而且是越来越堕落。
And it's become worse and worse.
很多的名词啊，我们以前没有听过的。
There are a lot of nouns that we have never heard in the past.
不相信的问我们大概八十岁以上的人啊，以前有没有听过什么同性婚姻啊？你们小时候有没有听过同性婚姻？
As an 80-year-old, when you were a child, have you heard of same-sex marriage?
好，那再降低70岁哈。你们小时候有没有听过同性婚姻
？Or even the 70-year-old?
没有啊，我六十几岁，我小时候有没有听过啊
？I'm 60-some years old. I haven't heard of this when I was young.
哎，现在哈，这个男的有一次我碰到我一位朋友啊，我说啊，你的孩子最近怎么样啊
？Nowadays, it's different. One day I met a friend and I asked, "How are your children?"
他说：“我的孩子已经嫁了。”
said,
他说：“我的儿子已经嫁了。”
He said, "My son already has a husband."
哎，我说你是这个美国人呐、啊，是嫁这个 marry 嫁跟娶是分不清的。我说你是中国人呐、啊，你能够分得清楚吗？他说：“我知道啊，我的儿子已经嫁了。”
So he said that my son has married a guy.
原来呢，他儿子是同性婚姻呢、啊。所以嫁给一个男生。
So his son had a same-sex marriage.
这个就是现在世界是败坏堕落的。
And this is how this world is corrupt.
大家都为了金钱啊来忧虑啊。
And everyone worries about wealth.
所以这个世界啊很不圣洁。
So this world is not holy.
啊，但是呢，百合花啊从荆棘当中啊跑出来。
But a lily grows among the thorns.
那它没有被挤住啊。
They have not been restrained.
它没有被荆棘所伤害。
They have not been choked or harmed by the.
它反而还能够胜过荆棘。
But it can overcome the thorns.
哦，所以它是表示圣洁的。
So it is holy.
啊，是很高贵的一种花。
And it's very precious.
有一种花叫莲花。
There's another type of flower. It's called lotus.
啊，它有一首诗啊，叫莲花出于污泥而不染泥。
And there's a Chinese phrase that says that lotus, even though it comes out of mud, it is It is very pure.
哎，真的，这个莲花它是从那个污泥里面长出来的。
So it grows in the mud.
但是呢，它不染泥啊，它没有沾了一点的泥土。
But it is not stained with any mud.
所以这个就是分别为圣的意思。
So this is what it means to be holy.
那在现在的社会呢，要分别为圣不容易啊。
And in this society, it's difficult to be holy.
因为现在所面临的环境啊，这个网络啊，都是告诉大家不需要分别为圣，享受现在。
Because the society we live in and the internet, it's telling us that we don't need to be holy, we just need to live in the moment.
所以现在这个网络啊，很邪恶，有的当然有的很好啊，但是有些也是很邪恶的。
So there's a lot of evil things on the internet.
有的网络啊，甚至会告诉大家，你就是结婚以后啊，人生很短暂的，你还可以再去找个女朋友，再去找个男朋友了。
And there's websites that says, even though you're married, since life is short, you can still have boyfriends and girlfriends outside.
大家都知道这个故事啊，所以现在啊，要保守圣洁啊，对我们基督徒来说啊，也是一个挑战。
So nowadays, it's a big challenge to keep ourselves holy.
在主耶稣他就为我们祷告。
The Lord Jesus Christ prays for us.
我们请看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章的十四节。
John 17 verse 14.
约翰福音十七章的十四节。
John chapter 17 verse 14.
我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。十五节。
15.
我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。十六节。
16.
他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。十七节。
17.
他求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。十八节。
18.
您怎样差我到世上来，我也怎样差遣他们到世上。十九节。
19.
我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，因啊叫他们因真理成圣啊。所以这里呀、啊、是在讲啊成圣的道理呀、啊。
Here it talks about sanctifying.
那主耶稣啊也是活在世界上。
Lord Jesus Christ once lived on this world.
就好像我们也是活在世界上啊。
Just like we are living in this world.
就好像百合花也是活在荆棘当中的、啊。
Just like the lily that's living among the thorns.
所以大家共处。
Everyone
相处在一起
we interact,
但是不受他的影响
but we're not influenced.
不但不受他的影响、啊、我们还能够脱离那恶者
not only do we, are we not influenced, we escape from the evil ones.
我们能够分别为圣
we can sanctify ourselves.
主耶稣他知道这个是很困难的一个功课
but Lord Jesus Christ knows that this is difficult.
就是基督徒对基督徒来说也是很困难的
as Christians, it's difficult.
就很多人失败啊
So a lot of people have failed.
很多人、啊、不能够在会堂举行结婚典礼、啊、
A lot of people can no longer hold their wedding ceremony in the church.
有个年轻的、基督徒、啊、这个小姐。
There was a young Christian.
这个年轻的小姐、啊、她在年轻的时候，她自愿，她自己告诉自己说：“我一定有一天、啊、要在。”教堂里面举行结婚典礼。
When she was younger, she made a determination that she wanted her wedding to be held in the chapel.
她说：“我一定要走过红地毯呢。”
I want to walk through the red carpet.
我一定要在主的面前结婚。
I want to marry in front of the Lord.
结果她没办法。
But at the end, she was unable to do this.
她不能够在会堂里面举行结婚典礼，不能够走过红色地毯呢。
She couldn't go through the carpet to get married in the church.
他很后悔
and she was very regretful.
这是他永远、啊、在他的念心中、啊、留下一个疤痕、啊、
and this is a scar that's forever in her heart.
所以他就写了一本书、啊、
So she wrote a book.
就劝告这些年轻人
and that is to encourage other young
people. 怎么样来保守圣洁？怎么样不要重复他的错误、啊、
How they can keep themselves holy and not to repeat the mistake she made.
所以要分别为圣、啊、对我们来说是一个很大的挑战。
So to be sanctified, to be holy is a great challenge for us.
但是主耶稣已经为我们祷告。
The Lord Jesus Christ has prayed for us.
他已经赏赐给我们真理。
He has given us the truth.
他已经赏赐给我们得胜。
He He has given us the victory.
啊，说神已经给我们得胜了。
So God has given us the victory.
因为我们今天所面临的挑战、面临的困难，主耶稣已经走过了。
Because all the challenges and difficulties that we're facing, Jesus Christ has already gone through them.
主耶稣不是在王宫里头发号施令啊。
He's just not commanding from his palace.
主耶稣不是在天上的荣华富贵那个荣华的地方、荣耀地方发号施令啊。
He's not just sitting on his glorious throne in heaven and giving commands.
他是到这个地面上来，到世界来体验我们的生活。
Lord Jesus Christ has come down to earth and experienced our lives.
主耶稣也是面对那些坏人啊。
He had to face the bad people.
主耶稣也曾经遇到好人。
And he has met good people.
啊，主耶稣也曾经碰到有人批评他。
And he has met criticisms.
主耶稣也曾经碰到有人来赞美他。
And he has met with praises.
甚至要主耶稣当王啊。
And there were people who wanted him to be king.
就是表示他有很多的追随者、跟随者，他有很多的粉丝。
Which means he had many followers and fans.
但是他不利用这些粉丝啊。
But he didn't use them to his advantage.
他反而经常到野地啊，自己一个人面对神祷告。
But oftentimes he went into the wilderness by himself to pray to God.
所以我们今天所碰到的各种的挑战，我们的主耶稣已经都碰过了。
So today, every single challenge that we are facing, Jesus Christ has gone through them already.
但是他没有犯罪。
But he never sinned.
所以他自己本身就写的这个感动门徒啊，写的四本福音书啊。
So he moved the disciples to write the four gospel books.
啊，不但感动那些使徒们写福音书，而且感动保罗啊写的保罗书信。
And also moved Paul to write the letters of Paul.
成为圣经的一部分呢、啊，
and they become part of the Bible.
而就成为我们今天生活的资源，我们今天要得胜的一个很重要的依据。
And these become guide for our lives, a guide on how we can be victorious.
因为神已经给我们胜利的。
Because God has given us victory.
这不是一个应许啊。
This is not a promise.
哦，这是永生是一个应许啊，永生还没得到啊，是一个应许啊。
Eternal life is a promise. It's something we have not gained.
但是胜利已经是一个事实，而不是一个应许。
But victory is already occurred, and it's not a promise.
我们来请看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
十五章，哥林多前书十五章五十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 53.
哥林多前书十五章五十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 53.
这必朽坏的，总要变成不朽坏的；这必死的，总要变成不死的。五十四节。
54.
这必朽坏的，既变成不朽坏的；这必死的，既变成不死的。那时经上所记的死被得胜所吞灭的话就要应验的，五十五节。
55.
死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？五十六节。
56.
死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法，五十七节。
57.
感谢神啊，神使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。好，那请翻译五十七节就好。
57. But thanks to be God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
好，他说这个 who give us。呼就是那个给我们主耶稣基督给我们胜利。
So Lord Jesus Christ has given us victory.
所以已经发生的事情已经给我们胜利了。
It has happened. God has given us the victory.
因为主耶稣已经攻破啊，攻破那个人最难攻破的部分，人不可能去攻破的一个点。
Because Lord Jesus Christ has already come this thing that men cannot overcome by themselves.
啊，将军可以很厉害呀，可以攻一座城啊。
A general can defeat a castle.
他可以把整个国家攻下来呀。
And he can win over the entire nation.
但是他不能攻克一个事情，一个事实，就是死亡。
But the general is unable to defeat death.
所以不管是能力多强
，So no matter how strong they are,
多么的有钱
，How wealthy they are,
每一个人啊都要向死亡啊屈服啊。
Everyone is defeated by death.
没有人能够向他。宣告得胜。
No one could be victorious over death.
主我们的主耶稣啊，他能够向死亡宣告得胜。
But Lord Jesus Christ is the only one who can have victory over death.
因为他不被死亡所拘困呐。
Because he's not constrained by death.
主耶稣从死里复活了。
He has resurrected from death.
那有什么事情会比死更严重呢
？What is worse than death?
所以我们有些时候 碰到忽然之间来的困难，忽然之间来的这种挫折，我们就不知所措，不知道怎么办呢？
So in our life, sometimes when we are suddenly faced with difficulties, we don't know what to do.
所以一下子我们说哇，嗨呀嗨呀，惨了惨了，死了死了，哎，糟糕了。
And in that split moment, we feel very helpless and we don't know what to do.
请问大家有没有说过啊，死了死了，嗨呀嗨呀，惨啊惨啊惨，有没有说过 这种话？
Have you heard, oh, I'm dead?
有说过的请举手，有没有？
If you said this, raise your hand.
好，大概每个人都会说过的，我也说过的。
Probably just about everyone would feel that.
有一次我要搭飞机呀。
One time I was getting on a plane.
我设定闹钟啊，结果闹钟没有响。
I set an alarm.
那是 早上一大早的飞机。
It's a morning flight, so I set an alarm and it didn't ring.
所以我醒来的时候，离飞机要起飞啊，剩下五分钟。
So between the time I woke up until the plane departs, it was 5 minutes.
而且从教会到机场要开车，不塞车就要一个小时。
And from the church that where I was staying into the airport, it would take an hour to get to the airport.
那怎么来得及呢？
So it's impossible for me to
make the plane. 不可能
来得及啊！ It's impossible.
我说嗨呀嗨呀，惨了惨了，清唱嘛。
So I said, oh man.
那怎么办呢？
What can I do?
所以真的有些时候我们会说，哎呀。惨的。
So sometimes we do say that.
其实呢，都是有答案的。
And there's always an answer.
那没关系啊，当然在打电话给航空公司改下一班呢。
So it's okay. So I just call them and I change my flight.
那有一次啊，
there's another time.
我去邮局啊，寄一封信。
I went to the post office to mail off a letter.
因为我家里没有邮票啊。
I didn't have any more stamps at home.
所以必须要跑到邮局啊去寄信啊。
So I had to go to the post office to mail.
因为那时候在芝加哥啊。
I was in Chicago at the time.
那芝加哥城里面哈，要停车很不方便。
And parking is really bad in downtown area.
啊，那个时候的时间呢，大概快三点。
It was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
所以我想说啊，停在路边呢，很快我再进去寄封信而已嘛，很快就会出来的。
So I thought I could just park on the side for a short period of time. I just need to mail off a letter and then I will drive off.
结果没想到，哎，一出来的时候，哎，有一部警车刚离开，我说，哎呀，惨了，一定是。被他开罚单了。
But when I came out of the post office, I saw a police car just left, and I thought, "Oh man, I got a ticket."
啊，结果真一看，哇，有一张罚单哦，在我的车上呢。
And when I look at my car, indeed there was a ticket.
哇，当时第一个反应是很气自己呀。
My first reaction was that I was really mad at myself.
这一封信那个邮资啊，才三十，那个时候是大概是三十六、三十七cent。
The postage at the time was about 37 cents.
这封信很贵啊，就一百多块啊。
But then the ticket will cost me 100 some bucks to mail.
我说哎呀，回去要怎么跟太太说啊？
And then I thought, what do I tell my wife when I get home?
哇，我就很懊恼啊。
So I felt regret.
很伤心。
I was sad.
哎，但是呢，圣经说啊，神已经给我们得胜了。
But the Bible says that God has given us the victory.
说怎么得胜呢？
How do we have victory?
啊，当然不是说再把警察抓回来。
It's not that I'll call the police back.
也不是上法院。
Or go to the court.
因为法院明明我是已经超过时间的啊。
Because
超过三点以后还在停车。
Because indeed it's after 3 o'clock and I still chose to park there.
所以我只能够改变自己的心态。
So I can only change my mindset.
让自己啊能够快乐一点呢、啊。
So that I can be a little happier.
我就想说吧，哎，我们政府啊，现在缺钱嘛，不是预算都很困难呢、啊。
I thought the government had bad time with budgets. They lack a lot of money.
啊，就是到现在预算还是不平衡啊。
Even now, our budgets are not balanced.
那我想说，好了，这个一百块哈、啊，说这献给你啊，这多念给你呢。
So I thought I'm donating $100 to the government.
啊，所以我改变我的心态说，说这一百块不是。缴罚金哦，是我是施舍给你，我是多念给你。
So I changed my mindset that I'm not paying off an $100 ticket, but I'm donating $100 to the government.
那当你多念给别人的时候，你的心怎么样？你的心情很愉快啊！现在我有嘿，我多念给你嘿。
So when you donate, obviously you feel better because you have a lot and you are in the position to donate.
哎，当我改变心态以后
，So when I change my mindset，
我就不再烦恼了。
I no longer worry.
我很开心呐、啊。
And I was happy.
我挺胸啊，走路啊。
And I can walk.
因为神已经给我们得胜了。
Because God has given us victory.
所以我们在生活当中很多事情会让我们心烦。
So in our lives, there's a lot of things that could make us troublesome.
但是神说，他要给我们得胜，已经给我们胜利了。
But Bible says that God has given us the victory.
所以问题是说，我们要怎么去支取胜利？
So the only problem is, how do we have that victory?
这是我们要思考的地方啊。
This is what we have to think about.
我们不要被这个情绪、被忧伤撕毁，但是不要被它打败。
So we will have sadness, but we cannot be defeated by sadness.
因为这些负面的情绪对我们来说，就好像是敌人。
Because all the negative emotions are like our enemies.
好，请看出埃及记。
Let's turn to Exodus.
出埃及记十七章。
Exodus chapter 17.
出埃及记十七章十五节。
Exodus chapter 17 verse 15.
十七章十五节。
Exodus 17:15.
摩西筑了一座坛，起名叫耶和华尼西啊，就是主是我的旌旗的意思。十六节。
16.
又说啊，神已经起了誓，必世世代代和亚玛力人征战。那这个我们读了以后，是不是觉得很矛盾呢、啊、
？From here, isn't there a conflict?
因为当时事实上已经是把亚玛力人打败了。
Because they have had victory over the Amalekites.
那十四节说，十四节啊，神对摩西说啊，我必将亚玛力的名号从天下全然涂抹。
In verse 14, it says that I will blot out the remembrance of Amalekite.
所以已经没有亚玛利这个名号的。
So there's no longer the name of Amalek.
因为神使他们得胜嘛，亚玛利人要跟以色列人征战，那神使他们得胜呢。
They wanted to fight against the Israelites, but God gave victory to the Israelites.
怎么又会有十六节说神已经起了誓，必世世代代和亚玛利人征战
？So why did 16 says the Lord sworn the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation？
所以是不是大家会觉得怪怪的
？So isn't it a little strange？
啊，有些读圣经，你不要说哎呀。有些时候你也可以思考一下子嘛。
Sometimes we are thinking when we're reading the Bible.
那我们来看看亚玛利是什么意思。
Let's look at what Amalek means.
亚玛利就是很忙碌。
Amalek means to be very busy.
这很喜欢征战。
And they like to fight.
所以有些人呢，他不是故意，但是他很喜欢斗你哦，他很喜欢斗你啊。
So there are a lot of people who are very confrontational.
哦，他的这个个性就很喜欢动你，你说动，他就说西。
And it's just in their personality that if you tell them one thing, they'll try to go to the other way.
你说南，他就说北。
If you say one direction, they'll go the other.
那他是要故意让你生气啊。
And they do this on purpose to anger you.
所以他就是要找机会再跟你再斗，跟你斗。
So they're looking for every opportunity to go against you.
所以我们的情绪也是要经常找我们来斗。
So our emotions are often want to go against us.
所以我们的情绪经常会夺去我们的平安呢。
So our emotions oftentimes would take away our peace.
所以圣经上说，神已经起了这个必世世代代和亚玛力人征战。所以我们人要做不能够逃避这个情绪的问题呀。
So Lord has promised that He will fight be at war with Amalek. So He'll help us with emotions.
昨早上祷告会的时候
，during the morning prayer，
这个 Matt 弟兄他就说：“哎，我们人呢会忧伤啊。”
Brother Matt has shared that as men we would have sadness.
因为神允许我们忧伤啊。
Because God allows that.
这个是会发生的。
It will happen.
因为圣经说嘛，已经要世世代代与亚玛力人征战啊。
Because the Bible says we'll be at war from generation to
generation. 所以要跟我们的情绪。征战
So we are at war with our emotions.
要跟我们的情欲来征战
We're at war with our desires.
要跟我们的忙碌征战
And we're at war with our busyness.
但是啊，这边啊，十五节啊，摩西筑了一座坛，起名叫耶和华尼西。
In verse 15, Moses built an altar and called it, "The Lord is my banner."
就是主是我的旌旗。
It says, "The Lord is my banner."
啊，什么叫旌旗
？What does it mean to banner?
旌旗是得胜的代表啊。
It represents victory.
我们再来看诗篇，看过来诗篇六十篇第四节。
Let's turn back to Psalm chapter 60, verse 4.
诗篇六十篇第四节。
Psalm 60 verse 4。
第四节。
Verse 4。
你把旌旗赐给敬畏你的人，可以为真理扬起来。
You have given a banner to those who fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth.
旌旗啊，不是倒下去的。
The banner is not laying on the ground.
旌旗是要竖起来。
It's to be raised.
那竖起来就是要表示胜利，要宣告胜利的意思。
And it's to proclaim victory.
那也是向敌人呢、啊、来宣告胜利的。
It's to proclaim victory to the enemies.
所以旌旗要赐给敬畏神的人。
And banner is given to those who fear God.
因为敬畏神的人一定会有胜利的。
Because those who fear God will have victory.
所以我们的胜利在哪里？
Where is our victory?
我们的胜利就是因为神主耶稣基督啊已经从死里复活了。
We're victorious because the Lord Jesus Christ has been risen from the dead.
把不可能的事情变成可能。
That which was impossible became possible.
把绝望变成希望。
That which was hopeless became hopeful.
我们有的时候不能够把那个困难拿掉，没有办法把困难拿掉的。
Sometimes we cannot take away the troubles.
就是我们祷告了一整天以后。
Even after a whole day of prayer.
我们进食祷告一个月。
Or we fasted and prayed for a month.
困难还是在那里呀、啊。
The difficulty, the trouble is still there.
但是我们可以改变我们心态呀、啊。
But we can change our mindset.
我们可以改变我们心情。
We can change our emotions.
啊，有位信徒啊，他住在香港。
There's
这个姐妹啊，住在香港。
There's a sister who lives in Hong Kong.
那时候还没有信主啊。
And she was not yet a believer.
那他先生有。她先生不喜欢她
，Her husband didn't like her，
所以就离婚了。
So they had a divorce。
所以她很伤心。
And she was very sad。
她说离开香港。
And she left Hong Kong。
就搭飞机到国外了。
And went to a foreign place。
到一个很远的国家。
A country far away。
那飞机是晚上的飞机呀。
And the flight was at night。
晚上，所以她心情啊更不好。
And because it was night, she felt even more down.
啊，他就飞啊飞啊飞到这个澳洲啊。
So she took a flight and flew to Australia.
那在那里有机会啊，她得到真理。
And there she came to the truth.
啊，信耶稣。
She believed in Christ.
那信了耶稣以后
，After she believed in Christ,
她在回顾她的这一段的婚姻之路啊。
And she looked back on her marriage.
她觉得她也是有改进的空间。
She saw that there were room for improvement.
有些事情是她要负责任的。
There were things that she was responsible for.
所以她就不再怀恨她先生了。
So she no longer hated her husband.
她觉得她先生很可怜。
And she had pity on her husband.
被罪恶所控制。
That he was controlled by sin.
可是那时候她先生也是不理她的。因为已经离婚了。
Since they were divorced, her ex-husband ignored her.
所以她决定要回到香港，把福音呢传给她先生。
So she decided that she would go back to Hong Kong and share the gospel with her ex-husband.
然后带她先生一起到澳洲去。
And then brought her ex-husband with her to Australia.
结果她在也是晚上搭飞机要回澳洲的时候。
And when she was taking the plane back from Hong Kong to Australia, it was at night again.
哇，她心情很愉快呀。
But this time, she was in a good mood.
她都能够欣赏香港的夜景。
She was able to enjoy the night scenes of Hong Kong.
那第一次也是晚上搭飞机呀。
The first time she took that plane,
她没有心情欣赏香港的夜景啊。
But at that time, she didn't have the mood to enjoy the scenery.
可是这次她能够欣赏。
But this time she could.
啊，这次她只是带她先生啊。为她先生祷告啊！环境都是一样的，环境是一样的。
The circumstances are exactly the same.
但是她心情改变的。
But her mood changed.
所以她能够面对困难。
So she was able to face this difficulty.
她能够面对她的先生。
She was able to face her husband.
虽然她先生不理她。
So even though her ex-husband ignored her.
但是她为了要拯救她先生的灵魂。
But in order to save his soul.
所以。她改变她的心态。
She changed her mood.
神来帮助她能够改变。
And God helped her to change her mindset.
这个就是她得胜的。
This is how she was victorious.
假如她不信耶稣的话。
If she didn't believe in Christ,
她心情可能永远都变成不好。
Her mood might be forever bad.
她的天空啊，永远都是灰暗的。
Her sky might always be gray.
她不愿意过这种日子。
She's not willing to have such a life.
所以神也使她能够改变。
So thank God that God allowed her to be changed.
真的，她得胜了。
And she was victorious.
所以这个就是旌旗。
So this is the banner.
啊，得胜的旌旗。
The banner of victory.
啊，把它树立在他心中，把它树立在他身上，能够让大家看到耶稣基督啊。
To raise it in her heart, to raise it in her actions, that everyone can see Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们再看六十篇的第六节。
Let's continue reading chapter 60, verse 6.
神已经指着他的圣洁说啊，我要欢乐，我要分开世界，赞扬苏格谷。第六节
God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Succoth.
诗篇六十篇的第六节
Verse 6.
神指着他的圣洁说
God has spoken in his holiness.
我们刚刚讲过主耶稣要离开世间以前为着我们的分别为圣来祷告
We had mentioned that Jesus Christ had prayed for us to be holy.
所以圣洁本身也是一种力量
So being holy itself is also aForce.
圣洁能够带来得胜。
It can bring victory.
有些这个姐妹们啊，你要保守圣洁的话，你要坚定圣洁的话，已经能够得胜的。
Especially for sisters, if you remain holy, you will have victory.
啊，当然有些时候会遭受欺负的。
Of course, there's times where maybe someone takes advantage of you.
啊，有位姐妹啊，在台湾有位姐妹。
There's a sister in Taiwan.
她读大学呀、啊，她在读大学。
She was in college.
啊，因为考试时间快到了。
And it was about time for exams.
所以他在想说啊，我要到一间教室比较空的教室啊，没有人的教室啊，那边呢自习啊自修了，准备功课。
She wanted to find a classroom that was empty so that she can concentrate in studying.
啊，所以他在自己啊，在一个教室读书。
So she was studying by herself in a empty classroom.
旁边都没有人。
There were no one around.
那当他在读书的时候。
But while she was studying,
突然之间呢、啊，跑进一个男生呢、啊。
Another guy came in.
哇，要欺负他。
And
要欺负他，要 take advantage.
Was going to take advantage of her.
然后他就这个姐妹就一直推，一直推，推到这个墙角啊。
So she tried to retreat, and she was at the corner of the room already.
没路可退的。
There was no other place for her to escape.
这个姐妹只好能够拿出神的旌旗啊。
So this sister raised the flag of God, the banner of God.
心中念哈利路亚。
She said hallelujah in her heart.
两个圣洁的眼睛啊，就看着那个歹徒啊。
And she looked at the guy in the eyes.
啊，那个歹徒大概过了几秒钟以后。
A few seconds later.
跑了。
The guy ran off.
逃跑了。
He ran away.
后来这个姐妹往外看一看，是不是有警察来呀、
啊、？And then the sister looked outside to see if there were policemen around.
哎，发现也没有警察来呀、啊，没有警察。
She said there was no one around.
所以是神帮助她。
So God helped her.
用那圣洁眼睛看着她。
She looked at the guy in the eyes.
圣洁本身啊，带来力量。
With holiness, and holiness itself is a force.
在雅歌里面有一样的记载、啊、
In Psalm of Solomon, it had similar recording.
所以大卫他虽然经过很多的艰难
，So David, even though he went through a lot of tribulation,
但是后来他得胜了。
Later on, he was victorious.
所以最后他写的诗篇啊，十六篇。
And he wrote Psalm 16.
我们来看诗篇十六篇。
Let's read Psalm 16.
诗篇十六篇。
Psalm 16.
这个是今世的精华哈，总结十篇十六篇。
This is the conclusion of the Miktums.
我们看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
神是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的，你为我持守。第六节。
6.
用神量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。所以他说、啊、他的好处不在神以外、啊、
So David is saying that every good thing is within God.
甚至神本身呢就是他的产业。
That God himself is his inheritance.
那这是我们很难理解的，产业是土地的、啊、房子啊，是产业的。
Inheritance, it's hard for us to comprehend because inheritance is usually land or.
那神怎么能够成为他的产业呢
？So how can God be his inheritance?
这是 用信心的眼睛，用信心来理解。
We have to understand this with faith.
所以他说，用神量给我的地界啊，很好啊，坐落在佳美之处啊。
I have good inheritance.
是不是他的地方啊？他神所量给他真的就很好。
So is it true that every place that God has given him is a good place?
至少大卫的地界啊，没有你们家好啊，你们家后面可能种了很多各种不同果树啊。这个房子很漂亮又舒服啊。
So his place might not be as good as ours, and his land might not have as much fruit trees as we do.
一定有人的土地啊，有人的房子比大卫更漂亮。
Because there's always a good, better place than where David was dwelling.
但是啊，他说神给我的地界是最好的。
But he says the lines have fallen to me in pleasant places.
你说好就好，你说不好就不好啊。
If you think it's pleasant, then it is. If you think it's unpleasant, then it is unpleasant.
你自己说你很漂亮，你就漂亮；你自己说你很丑，你就丑啊。
If you say I'm pretty, then you are pretty. If you're saying I'm ugly, then you are ugly.
在乎你怎么想啊。
It depends on how you think.
有人十块钱，大家觉得很感激啊。
There are some people who are grateful for $10.
有人呢，赚了一个月赚了2000块，他也说啊，感谢主啊。
There's people who make $2,000 a month and they say thank God.
有的人一个月赚了5000块，他说我不够用啊。
But there are others who think $5,000 is not enough.
他说不够，我的生活很清苦啊。
And they think that they're poor.
但是2000块的人他很感恩啊。
But the $2,000 may have thanksgiving.
所以不是跟他的多少有关系啊。
So it doesn't matter how much or less one has.
而是他怎么去看待他所拥有的。
But it's how they look at what they do have.
因为一般的人都是看到自己所没有的。
Because most people see what they are lacking.
当我们看到自己所没有的话，就很辛苦啊。
When we concentrate on what we are lacking, then we live a difficult life.
以前我刚买第一栋房子的时候
，When I purchased my first house,
那边我很羡慕啊，人家有这个什么乒乓桌啦，哇，在家里面打乒乓球啦。
I look at others and I'm envious that they have a ping pong table in their house.
So I bought a two-story house, and I thought this basement is also quite big.
In my first home, we had a big basement.
So I also bought a ping pong table.
So I bought a ping pong table.
And
I could exercise down
there. 顺便跟太太啊联络感情啊，也不错啊。
I could better my relationship with my wife.
结果买了以后
，And after I bought that.
一年啊，打不到2次。
I played less than twice a year.
后来乒乓桌就变成堆那个纸，我太太很多的那个 paperwork 那堆纸的地方啊。
Then the ping pong table became a place for my wife to put all her paperwork there.
我以前是很羡慕别人有。
In the past, I was envious of what others
have. 他有，我没有。
They have and I don't have.
所以我们是看到别人有的，自己没有。
So what I concentrate on is what others have that I don't have.
啊，其实到现在啊，现在这个年纪啊越来越增加。
Even now, as I age.
啊，已经搬了很多次家。
And I've moved several times.
啊，到现在我住在这个尔湾教会一间传道房里头。
Now I live in Irvine Church's pastor room.
也不能够从我家里的东西啊全部带来啊。
I can't bring everything I have from my own home.
就衣服啊，简单衣服啊，简单一些锅铲啊，就带来。
So I only have some sets of clothes and kitchenware.
哎，发现很好啊，也活得很好啊。
I discover I still live pretty well.
你看，我很自在啊，来这里也是很感谢主啊。
And I'm grateful, and I can come here.
啊，虽然我们两个呢，我跟我太太是住在一个很窄小的空间。
So even though my wife and I are living in a small space,
我太太说走到哪里都会碰到东西的。
My wife has said that wherever she goes, she'll bump into something.
不是碰到椅子，就碰到桌子。
Whether it's the table or the chair,
然后我就笑了。
And we laugh about it.
我说感谢主啊。
We thank God.
这个是很难得体验呐。
This is a very special experience.
很多弟兄姐妹不能够有这种体验呢。
Most brothers and sisters would not have such experience.
你们在家里会不会走路，不是碰到这个，就碰到那一个
？When you are walking at home, would you bump into things all the
time? 因为你家里很宽敞的话，就不会碰到东西。
No, because your house is pretty spacious.
可是两个人生活在一间传道房里头。
But when the two of us are living in the pastor room,
真的是不到，不是碰到这个，就是碰到。 碰到椅子啊桌子啊。
Indeed, it's a small space.
但是我跟我太太说。
So that's why I told my wife.
感谢主啊，我们里面虽然是很小。
Thank God, even though it's small inside.
但是我们把门一打开。
When we open the door.
哇，我们前院好大、啊。
We have a large.
你看所有的信徒啊，没有一个那前院比我们大的。
Can any member boast to have a larger yard than
us? 你看你们到过二板教会，我就知道我们传道门一打开哦，你那个要很大的呀。
If you've been to Irvine Church, you know that the yard is very big.
So, 感恩不尽啊。
So we are very thankful.
你看神所量给我们的地界，量给我的地界是最好的。
So God has measured the lines for the best pleasant place
for us. 就是看我们怎么去看我们已经有的。
So this depends on how we view what we have.
而不是看那个我们没有的。
And not draw on that which we don't have.
所以要去追求，要去想那个没有的话，那很辛苦。
So if we keep on thinking about things that we don't have, then we would lead a very difficult life.
我们生活时间有限，为什么要那么辛苦呢？
Our time is limited on earth, so why lead a difficult life?
我们看当时神在创造天地的时候。
When God was creating heaven and earth.
每一天啊，神都说啊，神看的是美好的。
Every single day, God sees what He has created and said it is good.
所以神看他所造的一切都非常美好，很满意。
So God is very pleased with everything He has created.
而神所造的就是这些啊。
And God has created everything we see.
神所给我们的就是这些啊。
And He has given us these.
神所给我的外表就是这样子的。
And this is the appearance that God has given me.
马云啊，我们知道马云，阿里巴巴那个创办者马云。
So we know the founder of Alibaba.Mr. Ma.
啊，他有一次演讲。
One time he gave a speech.
他说人要有自信呢。
He said that people need confidence.
他来举他自己为例子。
He used himself as an example.
他说我的脸呢、啊，虽然不太好看。
Even though I don't look pleasant.
但是呢，我的脸是世界上唯一的嘿。
But this is the only face in the world.
没有人像我的脸呢，我是独一的嘿。
No one else looks like this.
哦，所以他也很自信啊。你看你的脸不像我啊。
So he's confident. Your face doesn't look like mine.
所以他活着，他就是他。
So he lives as himself.
他对他自己很满意。
And he's pleased with himself.
所以我们也是一样，对神所给我们的，不管是我们的外在啊，不管是我们的财富啊，就是满意。
And it is the same with us. Everything that God has given to us, our outer appearance, our possessions, it's everything that God has been given to us, and we should be pleased.
所以我们就经常发出感恩的感谢主啊。
And we would always give thanksgiving.
So, 为什么大卫的诗篇很多人一直感谢主，一直感谢主啊？
And that is why a lot of the psalms that David wrote are filled with thanksgiving.
因为他看着每一样事情，神所给他的是最好的。
He saw everything that God has given him is the best.
我们再看十六篇啊，诗篇十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 16,
第九节
，verse 9.
因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。第十节，因为你必不将啊，你必不将我的灵魂啊撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。十一节
，eleven，
你必将生命的道路指示我，在你的面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。啊，这个是提到将来的复活。
Here it mentions about resurrection in the future.
啊，所以在新约圣经呢，啊，就是引用这一段啊，作为耶稣基督复活的故事的。
And the New Testament has referred to this passage.
所以复活了，就是我们信徒啊，终极的目标。
And in resurrection is our ultimate hope.
我们今天在追求灵性的成长，也是为着以后的复活。
Today we pursue after spiritual growth in order to have resurrection in the future.
那我们这次来参加灵恩会也是为了将来的复活。
And now we attend spiritual convocation in order for our resurrection in the future.
我们下午有这个圣灵洗脚礼，有圣餐礼，也是为了将来的复活。
In the afternoon we have the sacraments, and it is for our resurrection in the future.
所以我们就是为了将来的复活而做预备的。
So we're preparing for our resurrection in the future.
我们今天种什么，明天就会收什么。
Whatever we sow today, we reap tomorrow.
所以我们对神哈，一定要有个正确的观念。
So we have to have this correct mindset about God.
我们再看第八节。
3:8.
我将神常摆在我的面前，因他在我右边，我便不致动摇。
I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
经常将神、啊、摆在我们面前。
We have to place God in front of us.、
我们今天是将什么事情摆在我们面前呢？
What is before us now?
当我们今天面前有很多各种不同的选择。
When we have many choices in front of us.、
哦、我们面前就好像这个宝贝的菜一样，很多很多道菜、啊、
It's just like a buffet line before us.
那不可能一下子同时全部吃啊。
It's impossible to eat everything at once.
一定有个先后顺序、哦、我喜欢吃这个，喜欢吃那个，就从这道菜先吃，然后吃第二道菜。
You make a priority list of which one I like better and start with that.
啊，不可能同时吃下肚子里去。
You can't enjoy everything at once.
所以我们现在面前有很多道菜，
so、
很多东西、啊、
us, now there's a lot of things.
啊，摆在我们的面前。
It's in front of us.
啊，包括你的电视机啊
，including your TV set.
你的这个 iPhone、iPad 啊。
Your iPhone and your iPad.、
哦、有的人说这个 iPhone、iPad 是不离身的，不离身的、
啊。Oh, there are people who will not、go anywhere without their iPhone.
连上厕所都要带它。
Even when they go into the bathroom, they bring it with them.
因为以前呢、啊，电视机虽然是好看啊，是很好看，但是不能够带进厕所里头啊。
In the past,
太大了。
Even though TV has a lot of programs, we cannot bring into the bathroom with us because it's too big.
现在 iPhone 啊，能够带进去呢。
But now with iPhone, we can bring anywhere with us.
所以那个就在我们眼前呢、啊。
And so it's in front of us all the time.
所以我们是把什么事情摆在我们眼前
？So what do we place in front of us?
哦，所以我们眼前一定有很多东西呀、啊。
There's always things in front of us.
啊，有这些值得让我们去追求的东西。
And there are things that are worthy of our pursuit.
但是有一样不能够缺少的。
But there's one thing that cannot lack.
就将神啊常摆在我们面前。
Is to place God in front of us.
那为什么将神常摆在我们面前
？Why would God need to be before us?
因为神是爱。
Because God is love.
有他的话就有爱。
If we have Him, then we have love.
神是光。
God is light.
有他的话就有指引啊，在黑暗当中啊，我们都知道怎么做啊。
If we have him, then we have a guide in darkness and know what to do.
在一个挑战来的时候，我们就知道要怎么做。
When challenge comes, we know what to do.
神是道。
God is the truth.
在需要的时候，我们就会想起神的话来呀。
At times of need, we will remember his words.
所以我们需要神，把神呢摆在我们面前。
So we need to place God in front of us.
当然。我们面前还有很多东西、啊、
Of course, there are other things in front of us as well.
但是神在我们面前的时候，要用的时候，我们就神在那里、啊、
But God is in front of us, and when we need it, He's right there.
在面前的这包括胜利，神已经给我们胜利的。
And in front of us, there's also victory. God has given us victory.
神也已经给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
And God has given us all sorts of spiritual blessings.
那这些都已经赏赐给我们的。
All these have been given to us.
所以我们现在就要去支取它。
So now we just need to pursue after them.
就像大卫啊，他经过这些苦难以后
，Just like David, after going through the tribulations,
他最后神给他胜利。
At the end, God gave him victory.
胜利还包括将来能够进入到永生里头。
Victory also includes in the future that we may enter into eternal life.
所以他一路上走过的都是成为我们很美好学习的一个榜样。
So David and his life is a good example for us to learn from.
所以我们人生当然不一定会碰到苦难。
In our lives, we may or may not face difficulties.
不一定会碰到暴风雨、啊、
We may not face storms.
但是心中的暴风雨、啊、一定会有的。
But we will for sure have storms in our hearts.
因为有些时候、啊、你会看到这些不法的事情、啊、你就会很生气。
Because we would be angered by injustice.
这个时候、啊、心中就产生暴风雨、啊、
And there will be a storm in our heart.
这是很正常的。
It's normal.
但是呢，怎么样使自己的心呢能够平静
？But how can we calm our hearts？
能够享受主里的平安
？To enjoy peace in the Lord。
这个时候就是要用神的话来做指引呢。
We need the word of God to be our guide。
暴风雨啊，总是会有的。
Storms will happen。
但是在神哈，我们都能够找到一个避难所。
But in God we have this hiding place。
所以大卫他走过来了。
So David has gone through this.
做我们的学习。
And we can learn from him.
所以这次的灵会呢，我们就用活泼的盼望啊，作为主题啊。
So this spiritual vacation, we have the living hope as our theme.
啊，从大卫他这里所遭遇的这些例子啊，来作为一个学习的对象。
And we can learn from David and what he has encountered.
也但愿在我们生活当中啊，碰到什么各种困难。
In our lives, no matter what difficulties we face.
啊，虽然会哭泣。
All the cryings that we have.
虽然是会伤心。
Even though we could be sad.
但是终究神是得胜的神。
But at the end, God is the God of victory.
神他已经赏赐给我们得胜了。
And He has given us a victory.
我们在唱诗。
Let's sing Him.
Four eighty-two.
Please be seated.
这首诗歌的副歌的最后一段啊，主宝血啊，最后一段，主宝血已洁净我，使我永远得胜。
That He has plunged me into victory beneath the cleansing flood.
那所以这是一个事实。
This is true.
因为神已经得胜了。
Because God is victorious.
就他也给我们得胜。
And He has given us victory.
就好像以利沙告诉约阿斯啊，说你拿箭来射地。
Just like Elisha told Joash.
那个箭呢，就是得胜的箭啊。
To draw his arrow, and it's an arrow of victory.
所以我们要尽我们的本分。
So we have to do our duties.
神会让我们得胜。
And God will give us victory.
不能够不做什么事情，一定要尽自己的本分。
It's not that we can just sit back and do nothing. We have to do our duties.
要尽力而为。
We have to do our best.
就像威尔斯啊，他只打了三次而已。
And just like Joash, he only did it 3 times.
但是呢，伊丽莎告诉他说，你应该要打5-6次。
But Elisha encouraged him to do 5 or 6 times.
因为以威尔斯的力量可以打5-6次。
Because the distance of his arrow could reach 5 or 6 stones.
但是他因为轻视这一个，所以他打三次就停了。
But because he despised himself, he only did 3 stones.
所以这个告诉我们哈，我们要尽力而为啊。
So this tells us that we have to do our best.
天助人助，天帮助这些自己帮助自己的人。
God will help those who help themselves.
所以我们做在家里做事，在工作做事，在教会做事都是一样。
So whether we're at home, at work, or at church, it's the same.
要 go extra mile.
We have to go the extra mile.
要再多走一点路的。
We have to do that extra.
有两个年轻人呢，他说一家公司。邀请啊啊，叫修理脚踏车。
There are two youth who's been invited by a company to fix bicycles.
那他的工作就是修理脚踏车。
And that's all their work is.
但是其中有一位年轻人啊，他就不一样。
But one of them is different.
他不能把脚踏车修理好了。
Not only did he fix the bicycle.
他还把脚踏车擦得亮晶晶的。
He would also polish that bike.
老板没有要求他要把脚踏车擦得亮晶晶。
The manager never asked them to polish the bike.
是他自己甘愿这样子做的。
He did it on his own accord.
那有一次啊，有个大老板啊，也是牵着脚踏车让这个店来修理。
And one day there was a big client that asked a bicycle shop to fix.
这个年轻人一样，也是把脚踏车修理好，又擦得亮晶晶的。
And this young man did the same, fixed the bike and polished it.
那这个大老板来拿回车子的时候
，So the big client when he came to get his bike，
说：“哎，我们要叫人家把我车里擦得亮晶晶啊。
”And he was amazed and said, "I didn't ask you to polish the bike."
但是这个年轻人他说他对每一个客人都是一样。
And the young man replied that I do this for all my bikes.
他一定要让客人能满意。
That so our clients can be happy.
虽然原这个老板也没有要求他要这样做。
So even though the manager never requested such.
客人也没有要求他要这样做。
And the clients never asked of us.
他自愿的。
He did it out of his own accord.
后来这个老板很受感动。
So this client,
大老板呢？这个客人大老板很受感动。
So this big client was moved.
就邀请他到他们公司上班呢。
And asked this young man to go work at his company.
当然有人会说，哎，这个脚踏车修理的人，他能够懂什么？怎么能够去他公司上班呢
？Others might think this.Person who fixed this young man who fixed the bike, he doesn't know anything. How can he work in a big company?
上班不上班，有些时候不是姿势的问题。
So sometimes whether you have a job or not, it's not about whether you have the knowledge.
姿势可以学习啊。
You can learn the knowledge.
而是态度的问题。
But it's the attitude.
有的时候态度很难学啊。
It's difficult to learn a good attitude.
但是这个年轻人有这种工作的态度热忱。
But this young man had the right attitude in his work.
所以受到这个大老板的赏识。
So the big client could see that.
所以一样的，我们只要尽力做的话。
So with the same token, today if we do everything to the best of our ability.
我们的大老板是主耶稣基督啊。
Our big client is Lord Jesus Christ.
他会赏识我们的。
He will give us reward.
我们要祷告。
So let us pray.
我们祷告到12点。
We'll pray until 12.